The following is a presentation of WrestleChat.net and the CLW 83 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
For over 5 years, with over 250 episodes, the North American Wrestling Connection, NAWC, wrestling's recognized leader in talk entertainment. And now, CLW83.com and WrestleChat.net present the NAWC, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by
WWE Karaoke. That's right.
What?
Karaoke.
Huh?
And Great Khali, you're going to get to sing
what?
The theme song of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
What's Shawn do to anybody? Well, who did this? Bret Hart?
The words are right up there.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I got the look.
He's not even reading the words right.
That crazy.
What?
Sexy boy.
Don't read the words.
I'm not you, diet. Sexy boy.
We have subtitles.
I'm not you, diet. Sexy boy.
Shawn Michaels is rolling over in his grave and he's not even dead.
Where is my gong?
He's sitting there with 3 minutes.
Oh, Shawn's not watching.
Oh, just when I thought it couldn't get any worse.
3 more guys that can't sing.
We're doing anything else.
Are you kidding me? You call this music?
No, I don't.
We are 3MB and we are music.
I just want to apologize to Shawn Michaels. I don't know what he did.
I want to apologize to the WWE Universe.
It is way too late for Michael Cole to apologize to the WWE Universe. Or at least, could he just apologize for 2010 through mid-2012? But I'm not here for apologies. We're here at the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman, and I have to thank my dear Uncle Paul for the shout-out Monday night. I'm not an impersonator. Don't go there. Let's take a look around the table here. Up in the Great White North, Trista Timpson.
Hey, everyone.
And how are you doing, dear?
I'm quite swell. Thank you for asking.
Let's see, and deep in the heart of Texas, our wrestler in training, Typho.
I drew number 31 for the Royal Rumble on Sunday. I'm still waiting for my buzzer to go off, though. When's that going to happen?
And our fourth for tonight, who else but fourth?
With the Rumble over and Cena with a placeholder feud, it's clear to see that we are now on the road to WrestleMania.
Precisely. We had the Rumble, despite a couple of the endings, and we're going to get to that, was actually a pretty good setup. I was satisfied. They had a lot of fun with the 7-year rule on this show. And one example of that, Typho, and this bugged me, they put the Rumble match was not the main event.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that. I always feel like, I mean, the event's called the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble match should be the feature attraction. I don't care who's in the title match.
Well, then, to that, why didn't you run out and try to break it up?
Well, you see, me and Carlito and Shelton Benjamin were just playing cards in the back waiting for our numbers to come up.
Did you see MVP back there at all?
Yeah, he was running around with a screwdriver or something.
And I take it Jomo didn't make it.
I didn't see him. I said Chris Masters was getting ready, but
did he have a sombrero?
His number either.
Well, that's because he was trying to get a sombrero out of Del Rio, wasn't he?
I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing. Yeah.
Okay. So.
I think I saw Papa Shango running around too. Then he disappeared for a while.
Well, they first and foremost, one of the best things about the Rumble was just the fact of who was number two, because nobody was expecting Jericho.
And I loved how, unfortunately, the last two times that he's returned, it has been spoiled, but it just felt awesome to have the change of pace of him just suddenly appearing, just pop up out of nowhere.
So, Trista, what did you do when you heard Break the Walls Down?
My first reaction was, this is awesome. it's true. Every time he returned, it was always spoiled. And, you know, I read the spoilers about, you know, Shelton Benjamin and Carlito and MVP and how they were all supposed to come back. So when you see a name that actually shows up and you read nothing about it and the name is as credible as Jericho, I thought it was awesome. I was so excited.
And the other bit of good news with him is that he has signed a temporary deal. He will be around till WrestleMania, so at least we'll have something to watch separate from Cena and Rock.
Yay.
But let's see, some of the other surprises, we had Goldust, and we got to see him tussle a bit with Cody. Typo, do we have any idea if this is actually going to go somewhere? Because I don't know if Goldust is actually signed on any kind of deal.
Yeah, he's not as far as I know, but, I mean, for the last, year and a half, Goldust has been going on his little rants on Twitter about wanting a WrestleMania match with Cody. So I guess you never know.
Maybe somebody listened. I don't know. I mentioned the 7-year rule. We had it in the Del Rio Big Show Last Man Standing match, where I was screaming at my TV, "Duct tape! Are you kidding? Stoop that low! Are you serious?" Little Batista's dancing in my head with basketballs and and screaming.
And rolling out in his wheelchair, his pop collar.
I was there. Anyway, but yeah, I just, the duct tape, I'm sorry, that killed me. That, Worth, I hear you chuckling.
It certainly was one of those moments where, indeed, it is a knee-jerk reaction just to have Batista just blowing through your mind.
Let's see. What else did we have that night? We had a good tag match with Road Scholar versus King Hell No. Even the pre-show match, Cesaro and The Miz, was pleasant. And Punk versus Rock. We had a few people thought that Punk would actually pull it off. Alas, the whole Cena-Rock thing has pretty much been in the works since Cena dropped a hint about it last summer.
But it was once in a lifetime.
Now we're up to sloppy seconds. So let me get the list out here.
For just a little split second. When the lights went out and somebody was attacking The Rock and they came back on and you didn't actually see who it was at first, mm-hmm. I had that little glimmer of hope in my mind that it was actually Brock Lesnar and not The Shield. And we would
The Shield. For all I know, The Rock put himself through that table because he wants attention. No one has proof it was The Shield, okay? Michael Cole shouting it was The Shield, I don't trust him. With all his years of journalism and whatever. As far as I'm concerned, The Rock put himself through that table, and he did it twice. So.
I'm going to have to agree with you, and that's going to put somebody's score up in the air. It's not going to help, you know, they're not really in the running. Let me see where he's at. Sorry. Is he in the running? No. He's not in the running. See, this is part of the wild card. Since we don't have absolute positive proof, Trista is right. We do not have absolute positive proof that it was The Shield. This means Shane Beamon does not get his wild card. However, I have to award DJ's wild card that somebody gets Santino'd, as in eliminated in like 3 seconds, and that's what happened with one of our other surprises, The Godfather. He didn't seem all that upset, Typho.
No. He pretty much went Bushwhacker Luke on us. Just got in, went out, right back to what he was doing.
That's the first thing I thought of. That's the first thing I thought, too. So, let me take a look at the scores. Jim Williams is off to a flying start as he's sitting at the bottom at 1. Jason and VRM, bottom at 2. Shane currently tied at 3. Until we can prove Shane's thing, you know, Shane's wild card, you know, I can't change the score on that. There's a huge pile up with Carl, Brian, Ethan, and Delgado. And once again, somebody's on here twice. At 4. Oh, there we go. 4th, you scored 4.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Living the gimmick.
Once again, I fall into 2nd place at 5. But, you know, once again, here we go, that I will have to surrender the Fizzleweight Championship, as I'd won it at TLC. But now it has to be split between our new co-champions, Stat Boy Josh Henniger and Tyler Brown. So congratulations to them. Neither one of you are on my show. Stat Boy, I'm going to check you again. Because I swear to God, you're rigging this spreadsheet somehow. Seriously, he's won like three or four of the last 5. Or is it just me?
That is quite a hot streak, if he's being honest.
I heard he paid off Brad Maddox to work on it.
Now, the Punk and Rock match, despite its conclusion, what did you, Trista, what did you think of it? Or did you just say, did you just shrug and stop there?
I thought it was a pretty decent match, like, overall. Like, I like the story behind it, and I didn't mind the participants. I did roll my eyes when the match was restarted and the Rock won. But, I mean, for, like, the overall match, you know, I thought it was pretty decent. I didn't mind it at all.
Okay. 4th, same question.
The finish notwithstanding, I thought it was definitely a very good back-and-forth match between them. I definitely enjoyed it, and, again, apart from the finish, I thought at least a great way for Punk's reign to end.
And Trista, Typho, I'm sorry. Sorry, Trista, I'll come back to you in a second. Typho, same question.
I enjoyed the match. I mean, since it went on last, after Cena won the Rumble, I mean, the outcome was never in question to me at that point, but pretty much knowing what the conclusion was going to be, I was just hoping for a good match. I felt it delivered.
So, what I'll go ahead and ask you, Trista, and this also is going to go around the table. Despite the fact that I don't think too many people here are keen on Cena Rock for the WWE title at WrestleMania, you have to admit that this is something more for John Q casual fan to draw in more buys for Mania.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. People know who The Rock is probably more than they know who CM Punk is. True. I truly believe that. And you know what? People are going to know who Brock Lesnar is, they're going to know who Triple H is, and they're going to know who The Undertaker is. And probably Chris Jericho, probably more than they're going to know friggin' Heath Slater and Drew McIntyre and whoever should be in a Money in the Bank match should it happen. Like, you're obviously going to use the biggest names for your biggest pay-per-view. I don't fault WWE for doing that at all. It makes perfect sense money-wise.
that notwithstanding, fourth, would it still be, is it still going to be worth your money to get WrestleMania this year?
I think it will, at least right now, but I definitely want to see how the rest of the feuds go. You know, we already know the big matches, but I also want to know what they're going to be putting on the undercard.
Typho, pretty much the same question.
I mean, yeah, it's obviously done to get the casual fans' eyes on the product for at least right now. But my problem with that is WrestleMania, I mean, that's like the one time a year those people probably will watch. And I mean, just having Rock, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Triple H, whatever other part-timers you could dig up, Chris Jericho, on the show. I mean, it doesn't, in my mind, it doesn't matter who they're facing. I mean, just having them there is going to do the job. I mean, you don't have to give us the same match you just gave us last year in Rock, Cena. You don't have to give us the same match you gave us 6 months ago with Brock and Triple H. I mean, mix them up. Give them different opponents. Do something else.
We're going to get a little bit of a mixing up. There's probably some rumblings that Jericho and Ziggler are going to be that feud going into Mania.
This is why I've called it Rematch Mania.
Yeah. No, No. You are absolutely right, because we are likely going to get Triple H Brock 2. After all, somebody has to defend Vince's honor.
On the NAWC Facebook, about an hour before it happened, I called exactly what was going to happen. It's there in writing. I predicted the segment completely.
Unfortunately, that's not going to help you with your pick'em points, Typho.
right down to the F5 and everything.
Although,
let's see if I get it right next week, too, with Triple H's defend father-in-law promo.
Well, that's too easy, Typho. Come on. But actually, let me just start at the beginning, earlier in the show, with CM Punk's opinion about about what happened on Sunday night. Followed by
Jesus,
and just an amazing temper tantrum. It was just so much fun to watch.
It is weird to say about a man who has had a lot of great moments on the mic, but indeed, just in this case, the simplest thing was just so awesome.
This is up there with Rick Rude's "I am so mad I don't even know how to say it" promo. That was the promo that came to my mind. But you know, Punk at least could enunciate. But oh my goodness, I wouldn't want to be 5 feet from him during this promo. Although the cherry on top of this, Trista, was the fact that CM Punk is granting Rock a rematch.
Well, that's nice of him. Rock's a busy guy, you know, so it's nice that Punk kind of fit his needs in there.
So we have that. We've got a slow burn going on with Team Hell No, pun fully intended. That was seen at the Rumble in a hilarious spot where Kane catches Brian. And Brian keeps saying, you know, put me back. No. Yes! No! Yes! Daniel Bryan, the last time Kane had somebody in that position, she kissed him. I don't think he wanted to take the chance. and points to Kofi for the chair spot. It was cool. It wasn't awesome, but it was cool. Let's see. Monday night was Raw Roulette night. And they decided they would spice things up and have three different wheels. Fourth, did you feel that they were properly utilized? Because I sure didn't.
Yeah, to be honest, I think that a good chunk of the options on each of the three wheels could have been taken away, and at the most, maybe two wheels tops.
Because if I'm going through it, bringing it through my head again, they barely used the wheel of opponents. The Vicky Vegas wheel, I didn't mind. But the main matches wheel, I mean, that stands alone, Typho. That's just, you know, that's the first thing I always think of when it comes to Raw Roulette.
Yeah, I mean, I really wish that when they did Raw Roulette, they would just for that night, really just go random and see what happens and build off that instead of what they obviously do.
Well, yeah.
If you want to do something different and have like a big kind of gimmick night like that, just go all out with it.
And that's kind of why I was perfectly fine when they came up with the lingerie pillow fight on the wheel for Brodus Clay and Tensai. I wanted to see that happen. Brodus said no. Tensai said no. Good God.
I do have to say I enjoyed, somebody somewhere posted what Teddy Long's roulette wheel would look like, and just every spot was tag team match.
There wasn't a space for a match with The Undertaker or Randy Orton?
Nope.
Oh, then it's not a complete wheel. There was a tweet regarding the Tensai Brodus segment. AJ had posted that the one thing she got out of that segment was that apparently Tensai has better cleavage than she does.
It's so sad when that happens. When you see a guy with big better cleavage than you, I'll admit it. I was jealous of Tensai. I can't pull that off.
Pink isn't
next
really his.
Week. Tensai and Big E Langston can meet in a cleavage off.
Big E Langston wins. Anyway, Tensai's defense, he's been working in Japan for the last few years. This is probably not the weirdest thing he's done in the business.
Well, he did have to dress up as one of the Godfather's hoes that one time.
I rest my case. So this little rib that Brodus essentially pulls on Tensai is eventually going to put these two together as a pair of giant dancing fools. So we're getting the hip hop hippo back.
That's another one I called basically a long time ago, except I said it would be Tensai and Kali as a comedy big man tag team. It'll be Tensai and Brodus Clay. Close enough.
Yeah.
I said soon enough they'd give up on Tensai as a monster heel and just make him a comedy big guy and team him with Kali.
The sad part is, because of this comedy turn, people were finally chanting Tensai and they stopped chanting Albert. So the face turn is going to save the Tensai gimmick.
And poor old Primo and Epico, they'll be the jobbers for them for the next 6 months.
Sad but true. Sad but true. What other nonsense can we talk about? Oh, we've touched on it. The fact that yes, Mr. Lesnar is back. And the main event segment with Vince and my poor dear Uncle Paul. I give my Uncle Paul huge credit for part of the promo as a shoot where he commented, of all things, I am a promoter, and promoters lie. Typho, write that down and keep it handy because you're going to need it down the road.
I'll try to remember that.
But it just... I was thoroughly amused when he did that. And then he said, and then he has the audacity to say, but, you know, I swear to you, you know, the fact that he says, I lied over, you know, swearing to God and swearing on my parents' graves. But now I'm not lying to you. So in the back of my head, I hear the following statement is true. The preceding statement is false. And Trista, I kind of enjoyed watching The Shield kill Brad Maddox.
I enjoy anything The Shield does. Any and all of it. The Shield, well, maybe not. I wouldn't go that far. The Shield could come out and take out, like, Chris Jericho, and I'd be like, fuck yeah, go Shield! So for it.
Oh, dear.
I love him.
Your Roman Reigns crush has completely overtaken you, hasn't it?
It might have. It's so bad. I can't even deal with it. If only you guys knew how bad my friends and my family have it right now when it comes to Roman Reigns. If only you guys knew.
Oh, I have some guesses. I have some guesses.
You really don't.
So, getting back to the actual topic at hand.
Yes.
Fourth. My Uncle Paul with Punk, Lesnar, and Shield. Do we have our new Dangerous Alliance?
I'm thinking we do. And however long it lasts, if it lasts up until WrestleMania or even long after Mania, it definitely would be fun to see how things go with these men. As I definitely liked how the Shield came in, because I didn't want to see Rollins, Reigns, or Ambrose necessarily lost in the shuffle, and they've really stood out for all the right reasons.
And the good news with this is that Lesnar has signed a 2-year deal. I don't even want to know how much money they're throwing at him to get him to stick around.
Whatever you're thinking, add money.
I was going to say, I need to add some more zeros to the left of the decimal point, don't I?
Multiply it by. I think they just funded an ATM machine and put it outside his house.
It wasn't shut up and take my money. It was Brock saying shut up and just keep giving me money.
This is what they need to spend $90 million on.
Yes, having names there. I mean, it's deep down, I don't think it's cool that, you know, the big names are getting all this money to work fewer dates. But if the turnaround puts that money and more back in the coffers, I can't argue that.
I like to imagine in my mind that what we saw when Brock came out Monday night was what the contract negotiations looked like.
Now we know why Vince's hip was legitimately broken. I took care of that already. They just had to stretch him on air. But yeah, the left hip damage is legit, and you know, Vince is a trooper for going out and selling an F5 to death, literally. And he will not be on TV, and we have all guessed that the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, is going to come back to avenge his father-in-law. Sorry,
Trista. Swerve, it'll be Shane.
There are people out there that would pay money to have Shane on TV right now.
I would. Just for the theme music.
Like, I like whenever he makes fun of big men by going, which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Just for the Shane O'Mac shuffle.
Somewhere in the depths of my closet, I still have my my Shane McMahon, Here Comes the Money baseball jersey.
Awesome.
Great buy.
I think I bought that at Survivor Series 2003.
Nice.
Along with a John Cena Word Life ringer tee, by the way.
Dude. You're losing cred fast.
It was a different time back then.
I was going to say, everything was different back then.
I will confess, I own one John Cena shirt, and that's the Nintendo parody. because I'm a video game nut.
I have the old WWF logo Word Life shirt.
I've always wanted to get that one.
SmackDown 2004, I want to say I got it.
I'm surprised that is not one of the shirts that was reissued for it, because they put most of the rainbow up for sale on WWE Shop. Trista, Jericho's got a new shirt.
That's exciting.
Just thought you wanted to know.
Thank you for the information, Nikki.
Absolutely.
I shall use this to my advantage later on.
Let's see. Hall of Fame. Trista, I know you're happy about the newest inductee.
I'm pretty excited for her. Yay.
Yes, our diva induction this year is Trish Stratus, who definitely deserves it.
I hope they have Lita inductor, and then I hope next year they have Lita in the Hall of Fame, and I hope they have Trish induct Lita, because they really couldn't have the careers that they had without each other, and I think that's the only way to go.
It's a shame they have to dress up for this, because if Lita inducts her, as soon as she introduces Trish, Trish runs out and they brawl on the stage.
Old school cat fight.
Yeah. We have an old school cat fight. We have, you know, the referees and tuxes go out there and break them, take them in, try to separate them. There's a couple minutes of shuffling around. They jump each other at least two more times. And then Trish finally walks over, pushes her hair out of her eyes. And she says, okay, so that happened.
An IRS just hangs out in the background, like, that's when a brawl happens.
Make it happen, WWE. I know somebody's listening.
If they're listening, then personally, I want Viscera to do the induction.
No!
Just so they can play their date from London again.
If they're listening, I want Kevin Nash to induct Bob Backlund.
Well, they did put 29,000 people in the garden for their title match.
what was I going to say? For Foley, then, I know this is. Let's see. I want Shivani to induct Foley.
Irony.
Precisely. His first wrestling paycheck in almost 10 years.
I want Max Payne in his Man Mountain Rock gear.
I was thinking that they could only have three people do it. Rock, Terry Funk, or indeed Tony Schiavone, if they really want to just disrespect WCW.
WCW ruins everything. And with that, I will actually watch this. Segue! And many of the WWE YouTube shows will have to take a moment to solemnly reflect, as many of them are no longer in production. Z Long Island Story had already wrapped up, but there's no more Are You Serious? I never got to watch Foreign Exchange or Backstage Fallout or some of the other ones. I think it was called Between the Ropes, the one that they did a behind the scenes for the Raw 1000 commercial. I forget which one it was. That was the only other time I watched them. Trista, did you watch any of the YouTube shows?
Not really. Watched the toys one every now and then.
Okay.
But I watched Z Shoe Long Island Story or whatever for a bit before I got tired of Zack Ryder, much like most of his fan base. But that's it for the most part.
Okay. Forth, did you watch any of the web shows?
I watched a bit of Are You Serious, and I occasionally watched Dolph Ziggler's show, and I laughed how they very quickly noticed he had referenced Botchamania and just edited it out of the video.
Boo! Typho, did you watch any of the web shows?
Yeah, I would pretty regularly watch Are You Serious? I would watch Dolph Ziggler's Download a lot. Occasionally, what was Santino's called?
Foreign Exchange.
Yeah. I watched that a few times. I watched Z True Long Island Story occasionally. Not much after it actually moved to WWE's site, but.
Mm-hmm. How come that stopped production? Is he just done with it?
I think he's had enough, and I'm guessing there was some executive meddling involved.
Yeah.
They were probably telling him what to put in his show, and he did. That's just not how he rolls.
No. Judging from his Twitter account.
Yeah. I am sad to see Are You Serious go, because listening to Road Dogg and Josh Matthews dog on each other was amusing in itself. I will miss Puppet H. I will miss Mark, who is smart. Granted, they only did that once, but that just made the entire freaking show. Let's see. Going back to Hall of Fame real quick, there's a few other names being thrown around. There are still rumors about San Martino, but we've been hearing that every year for how many years?
At least the last nine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know at least the last decade's worth. Feel free to roll your eyes. Trista DX is on the list. But, you know, they've already got a great start with Foley, Backlund, and Trish. And I'd like to see Kamala go in. I'm just not sure if I want to see him in person, because I know he's not in the greatest of shape right now. But quick thoughts. Trista, do you have anybody else you could think of that you'd like to see in the Hall of Fame?
I'm just mad that they inducted Edge and Trish before they went to Toronto. I thought that would have been a good Hall of Fame ceremony. But hey, what do I know? I don't run WWE. Off the top of my head, who would I like to see? Well, they already have Trish. That'd be it probably this year for the women. But I would love to see eventually Miss Elizabeth. Because she should have been in there before. Sunny. Oh, Sunny.
We'll get back to her. For the same question, who would you like to see go into the Hall of Fame this year?
Well, I've heard a few rumors about one of the most deserving non-Savage inductions occurring in Demolition. I would definitely like to see them get inducted.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you there. Typho, how about you?
The Freebirds.
And unfortunately, one of the people I was going to vote for is not going in just yet because he's still active. And I'm not going to complain. Not him. Now, let's see. What have I got here? The anonymous Raw GM says, we are on the road to WrestleMania. You should be talking further about that road. You should also talk. I heard somebody say, Sonny, if you want to talk about that, don't talk long. Fair enough. Swagger Sans Eagle has returned. Swagger has landed. But where does he go from here? That's something I'm going to need to ponder. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't we take a breather right here? The restrooms are open. I know we've got snacks out, so let's take a couple minutes here. We'll be back in a few minutes with more news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection on the CLW 83 Network.
How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW, ROH, and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
ALS doesn't just kill you. It shuts you down, little by little, bit by bit.
It starts small. Maybe it's holding a pencil that gets difficult.
Or getting up from your chair.
Then you find it hard to turn the pages of your book.
Because you can't move your fingers.
Your mind keeps working, but your body doesn't respond.
You won't see it coming, because no one knows where it comes from.
Soon you can't hug your mother or pick up your child.
You won't be able to tie your shoes.
You don't need to tie your shoes because now you can't walk.
You can't eat or shave.
Or laugh or sing.
First you can't catch your ball, then you can't catch your breath.
ALS doesn't just kill you.
It steals your life, a little bit at a time.
And it doesn't stop until there's nothing left.
Unless we stop it first. Unless we stop it now.
I'm Steve Gleason. Let's put our heads together and find a cure for ALS.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren. For my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives. Visit Komen.org.
In the year 2000, while struggling with bipolar disorder, I attempted suicide. By the grace of God, I survived. Today, I am living a full life, reaching out to anyone who may be feeling trapped or hopeless. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
Williams Wear is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.
Hi, I'm Tom Delgado. You are listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in. Do I smell butthurt on you?
Oh my.
we're back on the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Nikki Heyman with Typho, Trista Timpson, and forth. As we are on the road to WrestleMania, the post-Rumble Raw usually does fairly well. And thanks to having The Rock around and seeing his big announcement and a little bit of My Dear Uncle Paul, I Can Dream, they actually broke 5 million viewers, something they hadn't done since Raw 1000.
It's like you're writing their Did You Know fact for next week.
I just want a screen credit. But this begs the question. And I'll throw this to you first, Typho. Is it because it's the night after the Rumble? Or is it just because we're in WrestleMania season that we might have gotten a whole bunch of extra casual viewers?
I would have to assume it's a little combo of everything. I mean, it's the night coming off the Royal Rumble, which means you're kind of full speed ahead towards WrestleMania. So you're going to start seeing what they're building towards. Plus, you have the fact that it's The Rock's first night as WWE champion in over a decade. Then you've got, I guess maybe the Vince McMahon-Paul Heyman confrontation could bring some people in. If you were like me when you heard that, you knew Brock Lesnar was coming, and maybe that made some people tune in, too.
Fourth same question.
I don't know. I always feel like usually things start to gain interest around WrestleMania time. So I'm not sure how much of it I would say would be just the general interest and how much would be because of the people that are in the mix this time.
And Trista, since we've got some big names like that, do you think this trend will continue through WrestleMania?
I don't know if it'll continue through WrestleMania, because I can see it get kind of boring for maybe the casual viewer after a couple of weeks. But I can see the momentum be continuous until WrestleMania.
Because, you know, we've already got a few of the major players out there. We've got Rock, we've got Cena, we're expecting Triple H next week, Lesnar's back. The one that's turned into a question mark of late is The Undertaker. Now, we get this just about every year, though. You know, will he, won't he? You know, he wants to work. WWE doesn't think he's in the best of shape for it. You know, those two are just going to sit there and argue over it. I don't know. Fourth, can we go a year without Taker?
I get the feeling, even if he's not going to be in a match, somehow I feel like they'd have to get him involved in some capacity.
I would just hope he would just show up to scare the bejesus out of somebody. Typho, same question.
It's been done before. He missed WrestleMania 2000, missed WrestleMania 10. But at this point, it's kind of like every year, a huge part of WrestleMania is building around the streak. So if you take that out, I mean, they'll have new stuff to supplement the card. And I mean they'll make it without him, but it may not feel quite the same as usual. I mean, I always enjoy having, especially now where The Undertaker's match at WrestleMania is basically the only thing he does all year. So, I mean, it's nice to have him around when he can be around.
And, Trista, I guess I'm going to ask the same question.
You know what I think is exciting, should The Undertaker actually come for a WrestleMania this year? Is that whenever he did his entrance, the lights would go out. So now when that happens, people expect the Shield. So I think if WWE does that a bit more, that when lights go out, you expect the Shield, but then bam, The Undertaker shows up, I think that would be wild. And I think the live audience would dig it. and kind of do it maybe like maybe 2 weeks before Elimination Chamber or something like that, so you get the feel that the Undertaker's going to be around for a while, but not at the next pay-per-view. But then that way you can kind of like plant seeds that the streak is going to happen again.
Right.
I was going to say, if he is going to, I could see them kind of building into Punk, expecting the Shield to help him in the rematch.
Right.
And then you just hear the bell toll, and you know he's screwed.
Well, and because the other thing I was thinking of was that we have some, you know, instance now that, you know, now that the cat's out of the bag, where Punk is in some random match, the lights go out. When they come up, there's the Shield beating the crap out of his opponent, and Punk might even be involved. The lights go out again. And when they come up...
Who in the hell do you think you are?
With somebody having his paw around Punk's throat. I'd like to see that. But that's just me. Personally, you know, deep down though, if he can't go, I mean, the man's knees are shot, his hip is shot, his shoulder is shot, his inner badass is saying, I could go. You know, I'd love him to be there, but if they're going to put him in any kind of match, I want it to be kind of, you know, I would like it to be more like a tag team match that he did at 19, where he was supposed to tag with Nathan Jones.
Yeah.
I know that one. I know that one.
Too bad they couldn't even put him on the card.
But yeah, I you know, the streak I think should stay at 20-0 because there's no way he's making it to 25. Then again, I'm still amazed that he made it to 20.
Me too.
I don't know. I've always felt 20 is just a nice round number to go out on.
And that's kind of what I want. You know, that's kind of what I would like. I think a lot of the fan base would like that. I know that there's still a few people out there who would say, well, we still want the streak broken. No, let's just right here is fine. Right here is fine. If he's going to show up, let him show up to, as I said, scare the crap out of somebody. Or just pretty much do a drive-by choke slam, if you will.
I think if he can't do WrestleMania this year, what they should do is next week on Raw, when inevitably Triple H comes out and makes his entrance, second he gets in the ring, his music cuts and the Undertaker's music hit, he comes out, they both stare at the WrestleMania sign again, Undertaker does the throat slash, Triple H just shakes his head, and the Undertaker just shrugs and walks away.
Shrugs, tips his hat, and walks out. Yeah. And the announcers will be, what was that all about? Hunter would turn around and say, you guys have seen that too many times already. I have bigger fish to fry. And then he goes into, I've got to help my father-in-law, and I'm going to kill Brock. Alone, because Shawn Michaels has picked up another gig on the outside. I haven't seen this yet, but apparently he's hawking Total Gym.
I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I saw a brief flash and I was flipping the channels and like, Michaels?
What, was Chuck Norris not available anymore?
He shill it like he shill DX merchandise in the Christmas commercials.
Oh, come on, those were awesome. I was at the Raw in 08 where they were shilling the teddy bears with the Conan the Barbarian teddy bear and the official Shawn Michaels Village People teddy bear. Yeah, look, there's even a button in the back. When you press it, all the hair falls out. That didn't go over very well. It turned into something like this.
Calm down, Sean! Don't tell me to calm down! Nobody tells me that I don't know controversy! You gotta be kidding me! I'm gonna
see you! It is is so much fun to watch Sean flip his shit. But I'm having a hard time picturing it, and I'm not sure if I want to stay up till 3 a.m. to watch it. I mean, good on Sean if he found something to do, but what about the hunting show, man?
Well, he's got to stay in shape to go hunting.
Most importantly, will he have time to come during the WrestleMania build up so Brock can break his arm again?
Oh, jeez. No, what's going to happen, Typho, is that not this week, but next week, Sean's gonna do an interview via satellite to talk about Hunter trying to take on Brock again. And there's going to be a total gym in the background that he's eventually going to shill before they call it a night. Either that or he'll be working out on it while they're interviewing him. So, you know, good on him. So does this make Shawn Michaels comparable to Chuck Norris? Does this mean that his phone might ring and Sylvester Stallone will put him in the next Expendables movie?
Somehow,
if they give him a scene where he just walks around super kicking people, I just kick Stan moment.
I was gonna say, much like in the second film when they had Bruce and Arnold swap catchphrases, they would need Michaels to super kick someone.
Yes. Yeah, I would enjoy that. I would rather have Shawn Michaels in the next Expendables movie than the rumor about Bill Clinton. They want to keep the movies PG and PG-13, not with Bill Clinton in there. Anyway, some bad news that's out there, and we've touched on this a few times. Sonny. Somebody chain her to a chair. Preferably one that's bolted to the floor.
Yeah.
Because here we go again. And I think she was up on $100,000 bail. But the fact she's been arrested in the last 4 months. Counting the week that she got arrested like 3 times. See if I can find some more info. Go to our fine sponsor, WrestleChat.net. If my internets will let me. Actually, my computer, my desktop is working fine. Thank you. But yeah, Sonny is in trouble again. And my comparison of her to Scott Hall seems to be coming true. One of the pre-show things for the Rumble, they did a fan festival like they've been doing for WrestleMania since 23, and for SummerSlam in recent years since they moved to LA, and they were really happy with the way that turned out. Well, duh, guys, we kind of fans kind of like this thing. Actually, Typho, you've been to a couple of TNA events, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you know how they do a lot of interactive stuff with the wrestlers between possibly, a little fan fest kind of thing before the show or the day before. They usually do something in intermission, and right after the main event, you usually get a picture with the champion.
Yep. I mean, the house show I went to in June, I mean, there was the pre-show signing, intermission, they did another signing, post-show, you did the in-ring pictures.
Because I've gotten a picture with Angle, I got a picture with Joe and AJ together, AJ Styles together. It's, you know, it's something that, it's one of the few things that TNA does do better than WWE. And I think WWE is finally getting the message. They're probably only going to do it for the big four, which is fine. You know, we've also talked about the VIP packages that they're starting to offer for the house shows, but they're just too ridiculously expensive. Nobody's going to pay Well, I'm not going to pay $250 to go to a house show.
My TNA house show in-ring picture was with Velvet Sky, so I'm not sure how I'm ever going to top that.
good on you, man. I was kind of happy that I got Samoa Joe and AJ Styles together. I thought I was only going to get one or the other. I forget who was champion at the time, but I got to pick with both of them. I got to pick with Angle in the ring. One of those shows, my wallet fell out of my pocket, and Borash found it and got on the mic. He didn't say somebody's wallet. I'm so glad he didn't look in there.
I'm going to another TNA house show next Friday in Bossier City, Louisiana. So if I do the picture thing again, we'll see what we end up with this time. I guess maybe it's Velvet Sky again. I guess that's the only way to top it. Just do it again.
You never know. I mean, one of the show that I think the same show that I lost my I almost lost my wallet. We had a bunch of the guys came out and just walked around the outside of the ring and took pictures with people, because that's when I got Curry Man. I think I got Curry Man and Shark Boy both that night. I think Velvet Guy, a few other guys. But like I said, TNA does do that better than WWE, and WWE is slowly coming around to it. They'll probably, it's been speculated that they're going to go ahead and start doing that for all four of their big four, but definitely not going to be for every pay-per-view or any of their televised events or house shows. And actually, I'm going to tell that story too. I had in Indianapolis, I'm walking around at the time Canseco Fieldhouse. They have a beautiful open lobby over where the ticket booths are, and then you go up a flight of stairs to where the gates are. I'm walking around near the ticket booths, and this lady walks up to me and asks me where the meet and greet is. And I said, I wasn't aware we were having a meet and greet. And she goes off on me that apparently I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. She lists off three or four big names and says that they were going to set up a table in that lobby. I think it was at like 6 o'clock, and they were going to do a big signing. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I can look into it. So I call media services at WWE, and I actually get somebody. And I tell him about this lady, and he says, no, we don't do that. And I said, I know we don't. But, you know, I'm just warning you, this chick gets this number. She's going to call you. And he says, no, let me call her. Get her number. So I talked to the lady. She gave me her number. I gave it to him and went about my business. About an hour later, I called him back. And he said that this, you know, he just shook his head. He said, this lady's delusional. This lady's crazy. She went off on me, and I tried to explain it to her, and after 20 minutes, I finally hung up.
Jeez.
So, there's definitely a market for it. Oh, hello. I have some news from earlier today. John Cena has been taken out of a handful of house shows this month, so buy your tickets now. Actually, let's see. Springfield, Missouri, Cape Girardeau. Chris Jericho has been added to the February 9th show. February 9th and February 10th. the New Age Outlaws have also been added to these shows. There's no info on why, but I guarantee you they will offer refunds to all the kiddies who came to see Super Cena at work.
Just tell them, don't worry, kids. You won anyway. There you go.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get away from tonight's show without having to talk TNA briefly. I've mentioned that TNA is great when it comes to their fan interactions with their wrestlers. They've also managed to beat out WWE in one category. They are the 2012 Gooker champions. Oh, wait, it's only one thing. It's not the whole league, is it?
No, it's just one thing, but it's a doozy.
The lovely, lovely, yeah, storyline with AJ and that chick Claire Lynch.
I wonder what the DNA creative geniuses were thinking on that one.
They probably thought they were happy they won something.
I was going to say creative. The reason creative did that is they wanted to give the crowd a legit reason to chant she's a crack whore. A chant that I've not heard since 2006. Anyway, but yes, they have won the 2012 Gooker with that wonderful thing, beating out, let's see, John Laurinaitis, Brooke Hogan. I'm sure I could think of some other things, but...
I mean, to WWE's credit, after the Claire Lynch thing ended, they tried their best to get themselves back in the Gooker running with the John Cena AJ stuff. They made their push at it.
And to think that a picture of John Cena with a Bella might have actually stopped it. So
finally the Bellas do something positive for the industry.
that's a new meaning of doing business on the way out. Anyway, yeah, that was kind of mean. Before we call it a night, gentlemen, Typho, do you have anything to promote?
Myself, I guess.
Of course, are you in gut check?
There's two. Me, I'm not. I do. I could promote some people that are locally some stars here. If you wanna some people to vote for in gut check, which I'm sure you haven't been flooded with 900 people saying vote for me, but if you want some others, bracket 7, vote Greg Webster, aka Gregory James, here locally in my area. Bracket 15, I believe, is Benjamin. I have no idea how to pronounce his legitimate last name. Benjamin McAleer, I guess. He wrestles as Kanoa here.
Okay.
Bracket 13, Adrian Reese, a.k.a. Athena, who I'm sure many people are aware of. She wrestles in Shimmer, Shine, Ring of Honor occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a local. And bracket 11, Scott Hardy, also known as Scott Murdoch here. Another guy I would recommend voting for. All of these, I highly recommend them. I've seen them wrestle many, many times, and they deserve a shot.
All right. Force, do you have anything to promote?
Since I haven't seen VRM have any sort of a show the last few weeks, the only thing I can really promote is that Diamond Dallas Page is working a true miracle.
Oh, what he's been doing with Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I saw a recent photo, and Jake is looking the best that he's looked in years.
I think I've seen a picture or two myself, and I'm really stoked.
I know something you can promote. Where do you spend your Tuesday nights?
That's true. Tuesday night, Typho, 11 Eastern on what I've dubbed the other place.
I hear that show's tremendous.
Yes. Let's see. I'm on a proper show, so I don't personally have anything to promote, but I'm going to throw some names out there that are in Gut Check that I do know. Racket One, throw in a vote for Kevin Keenan, excellent ref, formerly of WWE, worked a lot of ECW. Chance Profit, I don't remember, I think he's in bracket 14. From my area, stand-up guy, David Lanning, you're welcome. I don't know what bracket my boy Facade's in, but go ahead and throw a couple votes at him. Excellent guy. Got him a gig with Gertner. I've worked with him in Northeast Ohio. He's a sweetheart, and I think he deserves a shot. Sammy Callahan is in there somewhere. Sammy, young man, head north. Seriously. I will also promote the Jerry Lynn Retirement Show up here in Minneapolis on March 23rd. I am going. I am not working it, but I am going. I will get a more complete card once they get one posted, and I will continue to give details as we get closer to that event. So with that, gentlemen, we are going to call it a night, since our high muckamuck has probably already called it a night himself. I don't hear him snoring in the background, though. At least he's fallen asleep away from his microphone. So, for Typho, for Forth, and for Trista Timpson, who has also drifted off to bed because we kind of kept her up too late. Our time tonight. Please come back next week. I will promise you an At the Guardrail segment where we'll talk about the road to WrestleMania.
If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, please submit them to clw3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.